This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 32 for Tuesday, August 24th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were up sharply on Tuesday, climbing above some key technical levels. Canola up 20 to over $22, November up $21.80 at $897.90 per ton. Declining condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop contributed to a rally in the soy complex, and that spilled into canola. With ongoing uncertainty over the size of Canada's crop due to the drought during the growing season, also supportive. Statistics Canada releases its first survey-based production estimates of the year next week Monday, with expectations for a sizable reduction on the year. Some industry participants have pegged the crop as small as 12 million tons. That would be well off the 18.7 million grown last year. Canola did lag the soy complex to the upside, though, as recent strength in the Canadian dollar pressured values. Soft crush margins were another bearish influence, indicating canola may be overpriced compared to its product values. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher, while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans up 39 cents in the November contract at $13.31 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 56% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA report. That's down 1 point on the week. Chart-based speculative buying added to the gains, with some stops hit on the way up. The USDA reported private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Corn also underpinned by declining condition ratings today, with the good to excellent rating for the U.S. crop down 2 points at 60%. The December corn contract up 9¾ cents at $5.45 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 125,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. That added to the firm tone. However, forecasts calling for beneficial rain across the Midwest over the next week did keep a lid on the upside, as that moisture should help the corn crop development. Wheat, meanwhile, ended mixed. Minneapolis up 4 cents in the December contract at $9.10 per bushel, but Kansas City down a quarter cent in December at $7.17 and a quarter. Chicago wheat down 1 cent in December at $7.32 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 77% complete of the harvest as of this past Sunday. That's well ahead of the average of 55% done. Rains in the Dakotas and Canada, though, should cause some harvest delays over the next week, and that was supportive for the futures. Declining production estimates for North American spring wheat also underpinned prices ahead of next week's StatsCan report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.